In the gospel we have just listened to, John begins it with, when Judas had left them. When Judas had left them, Jesus said. Why does John say this? When Judas had left them, Jesus said. Judas is an icon, a symbol of selfishness. That spirit of always looking for something for himself. That spirit of gluttony. That spirit that would always want to hurt something, bring something for himself only. That spirit of self-centeredness. He is a representation of that. He is a symbol, an icon of that. Self-centeredness. So when Judas had left them, Jesus started talking, now is the Son of Man glorified. My dear friends in Christ, he went ahead and then told them, I give you a new commandment. A new commandment, love one another. In the second reading, John saw a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem. And in this new city is God living with his people. And if truly God has to live with his people, then he has to do it through us. In the Gospel of John, he says that God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. And if truly here, if all the Christians, if all the disciples of Christ love one another, then truly we will see God living with his people because he is the God of love. He is love himself. So when John saw this new city, and the voice telling the God living with his people, God is going to live with his people when I show the same love for this person and the other and the other. We see God walking among us. And Jesus tells us here, as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And then after saying that, it says, this is how all will know that you are my disciples. This has now become an identity. Your identity card. Love. Because when you do this, then people will know that you belong to me. Because this is a family of love. And God is dwelling with you. If you love, then you, anybody that sees you will know you belong to this great family of love. The question now, my dear friends in Christ, that I would want us to think about, meditate, ask ourselves throughout this week is, as have I been able to love some other person as Jesus loves me? Have I been able to love as Jesus loves me? Because he tells us, as I have loved you, love one another. Have I, then you say your name and tell us, ask yourself, have I been able to love as Jesus loves me? If I am able to do then that, then I belong in this family. And whoever sees me will know that I'm a disciple of Christ. And it's not just this, because of the work, the way I relate with people, the way I help others, this is the way they will know that I am a disciple. It's not just attending Mass. It's not just receiving communion. It's not just reading the scriptures. It is living the life As I have loved you, he tells us, you also should love one another. And once you are able to do this, then you know that you belong. So ask yourself, have I been able to love as Jesus loves me? Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.